Compiling data using IT, it is imperative that every IP know how to use the IT systems at their disposal. Many surveillance tools, such as electronic medical records or EMRs, available to the IP can be used for data collection and analysis, as well as information sharing and dissemination. However, not all facilities will have access to the latest systems for surveillance and data collection, such as new software or mobile devices. If more sophisticated tools are not available, IPs can rely on basic spreadsheet software for the compilation and analysis of collected data. Spreadsheets can be used to create line lists, evaluation forms, and more. They can also generate charts and graphs for easy visual presentation of data. Spreadsheets should be stored on secure servers, and all appropriate members of the interdisciplinary team should be granted access to them so they can update and input data as required. The spreadsheet should include all relevant patient information, including name, medical record number, room location, type of infection, symptoms, culture results, radiology reports, and a determination of whether an infection is healthcare associated or community acquired. It is strongly recommended that IPs use existing electronic databases whenever possible, with due consideration of their security/encryption. Should the need for a new database arise, for example, a new improvement metric gains priority or a new regulation requires a specific data set to be maintained and updated, then the IP should work on its creation with the facility's IT department. In terms of information sharing, IPs should, at a minimum, subscribe to email lists that share IPC-related updates and discussion items. These can include those from the authoritative guidance sources, example, the CDC, regional health departments, or other professional organizations, such as the Association for Professionals in Infection Control and Epidemiology, APIC. These mailings inform subscribers about a variety of topics, including the occurrence of disease outbreaks, pandemics, emerging infectious diseases, and EMDROS, new and proposed mandatory reporting requirements, and the release of evidence-based practices for preventing infections. The mailings typically include links for getting more information, including on IPC measures. The IP is also responsible for ensuring that proper IT training is provided to all HCP who are asked to collect and analyze IP data using electronic tools such as spreadsheets, databases, electronic records, tablets or other portable devices, and any mobile applications used in the facility.